Desperate times call for desperate measures. Well, apparently the Jewish community in Dothan, Alabama, must be feeling desperate. For the Jewish community there is offering money, big money, to anyone Jewish who moves to Dothan and commits to being involved in the congregation there. In order to be eligible for up to $50,000, a family has to be evaluated by the community, which includes a home visit. They need a reference from a rabbi. And most importantly, they must commit to living in Dothan for at least 5 years. The goal of the Dothan Jewish community is to attract at least 20 families to the community by December 2012. This million-dollar undertaking is being financed by a member of the community who recognizes that if the migration of Jews out of Dothan isn't reversed, the community and its one congregation won't survive. Of course, what's happening to the synagogue in Dothan isn't all that unusual. When I have visited small Jewish communities similar to Dothan, the story is essentially the same. Kids raised in the small town leave for college, and they don't return. The small communities which were once stable are now shrinking, and the elders of the community and the synagogues worry. What's going to happen? Who's going to be left after we're gone? I can appreciate their concern and recognize their desire to maintain the congregations that they attend and where their kids who aren't returning attended religious school and probably celebrated a bar or bat mitzvah ceremony. Rather than accept the trend, the leadership of Dothan, through the generosity of one individual, yes, he pledged $1 million to this project, are trying to plug the dike. While I understand their concerns and can sympathize with their efforts, I believe they're trying to solve their problems with yesterday's solution. Getting even 20 families to make a 5-year commitment to live in a community and be involved in the congregation isn't a long-term solution. It's at best a Band-Aid. I'm sure some percentage of the folks will stay, but I'm more sure that just like folks are leaving Dothan now, the reason for the program, folks will continue to leave. Rather than try to resuscitate something which ultimately can't be saved, the fact is, not only are small communities shrinking because folks are moving, congregations in large communities are struggling too. Unaffiliation rates in the Jewish community are high nationally. The statistics are in. People aren't joining congregations, and even among those who do, many drop out after their kids celebrate a bar or bat mitzvah ceremony. Added to this is the increased mobility, particularly among the younger generation who move from place to place for their jobs. The old model of bricks and mortar congregation that folks join and belong to their entire lives is a thing of the past. That's why we at Beth Adam gave birth to OurJewishCommunity.org, an online congregation. This is a new paradigm that recognizes the changing nature of community and uses new methods and technologies to respond. The future of the Jewish community, not just in Dothan, but worldwide, is going to look different from our past. It must. The future depends on new models and bold thinking. We invite you to be part of the future at OurJewishCommunity.org. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.